Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, hello, Bark Radio listeners. We have some interesting topics to share with you today. Terry's going to start out with a really, really bad situation.
Yeah, I was pretty spitting mad over this. And if anybody that's in the animal rescue community probably has received the same emails, but a couple days ago, Canine Hope Rescue and Pilots and Paws had some dogs in, where were they at? Johnson City, Tennessee. And someone broke in the middle of the night and stole 14 dogs, 12 Dobermans, a lab, and a Minpin.
Are you kidding?
No. And three of them were actually family pets that were there because it's a daycare facility that they utilize for the rescue as well.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. There was actually a 15th dog that was taken, but they found it in the woods in the morning in the daylight, so it got away from them.
Wow.
Which is good.
Yeah.
One of the people that own the facilities, their niece lives upstairs. Mm-hmm. Basically, she came downstairs at 3:30 in the morning because the dogs were barking.
Right.
Two men in there stealing dogs. One of them stabbed her.
You're kidding. Is she going to be okay?
She's going to be okay. Physically,
right.
Mentally, I'm sure.
not
a good place. But so they're sending out across the U.S. Because you don't know where these dogs are going to end
right.
up. And many of them have health issues or just early rescue, so they have behavioral issues. I mean, there's stuff that they're still working on with some of these dogs. So who knows where it's going on or where it's going to go. But they're sending it out to all the groups, trying to have people stay alert. This is what's going on. And I read this, and I was pissed, because you and I have talked about this a little bit before, about working the rescues at night.
Right. It can be dangerous.
It can be dangerous. And I'm a proponent, and this is only me, this isn't D or Bark Radio, I'm only speaking for Terry, that if you're working in those facilities at night, you need to be armed.
Well, now I'll speak for D, and I totally agree with you. And right there is why.
Right.
Because you're protecting those animals. And what will it do to that, really, to the folks who own that long term? Emotionally, it's horrible that this happened on their watch.
Yeah.
And that they were helpless to make it stop. And so then my next question is, are there any leads? Do we know why the dogs were stolen? Do we know who might have stolen them?
They have... Well, yes and no. So there was a person that had came in that was suspicious during the day, asking if they sold Dobermans. And so they explained to him that, no, this was a daycare and a rescue center, and if he'd like to put an application to adopt one, he could, but they don't sell pets.
Right.
They suspect that was one of the individuals, but I don't know if they have cameras or anything else. None of that's come out yet. There is an investigation going on. There's a lot of information that we'll post up with this interview, but I wanted to get it out there across the internet, across the world, to pay attention to this, not only if you're running a rescue, but if you happen to see somebody that's trying to move a lot of dogs that doesn't seem to quite fit the model of rescue or
absolutely.
Relocation that you know.
If your gut says there's something wrong with it, you know, get a license plate, you know, report it to the police. At least they could check into it.
Yep, exactly. It's just terrible. I feel terrible for the lady that happened to go down there that day, because I just can't.
It'd be a horrible situation. You know, you're just trying to help dogs, and bad people show up.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing, and I just so worry about the end for these dogs, what they were taken for.
It can't
be anything
good.
No,
it can't be good.
No. So keep your eyes out, guys. Just be aware, and we will post on the website contact information.
Correct.
If you do see something suspicious.
Right, it's all there. Hope Rescue, Hope Canine Rescue has all the police information as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the Tennessee area, you know, they may not leave the state.
Right.
But there is an active investigation going with this, and being the fact that someone was injured besides just the theft of the dogs,
right.
make it a little bit higher priority. So,
and again, for all those folks who we love out there in rescues, large and small, just try to be safe, man.
Yeah,
be careful. And wherever those dogs are, we're just, you know, thinking good thoughts for them. We hope they can be recovered safely.
I hope.
Yeah. Well, that was a bummer. We got something now, a happy thing, Terry?
Well, depends on your perspective.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure everybody knows about the earthquake in Haiti.
Absolutely.
The good news is that there's a lot of people trying to help.
Yes.
One of those groups is Best Friends Animal Sanctuary in Nevada, and they're putting together some folks, along with a number of other groups, to go over there and help with the livestock, with the other animals, somebody that's actually worked the farm, any pets, whatever it is. They're putting groups of people together to go over there and help. They're going to do, looks like, 9-day teams. So
cool.
You're in, you do some work, you're out. They're also doing donations. And
so donate, folks, because after any disaster, what about the animals?
Exactly.
You all remember Katrina. And so good. Oh, man, we just love Best Friends. They're always at the forefront doing good things. And so do follow the link on the website. Donate if you can.
Right. And if you're the type of person that can go over there and help, now they do have a criteria. You have to be self-sufficient. So you need to be a camper that packs it in, packs it out, because there's no food, there's no water, you're carrying your tent, your sleeping bag, and anything else you need.
And you have to be fit.
And again, they're asking for a 9-day commitment. So,
right. But if you can do it, bless you. You know, contact them, get on the list, see if you fit the criterion. And we're just praying for those animals that they be safe and help is on the way.
Yeah, I'm devastating. I just can't imagine those poor people and those poor animals over there. It's just terrible.
It is horrible, and fortunately, the international community is doing everything they can, I hope. It certainly would seem that way.
Yeah, it looks to be the bottleneck is getting everything there.
Typical.
Yeah.
We're circling the airfield. We can't land, you know.
Yeah.
I keep hearing that.
Yeah.
So be generous, folks. Donate to people who are helping others and their critters who are going through a really rough patch, and we're all going to have that somewhere in our lives, and we need to help each other.
Yeah. And the circle comes around.
It does, indeed.
Okay, now we'll do something happy.
Okay, cool. What?
Happier. Well, RVA, which is a Richmond-based magazine, internet, website, I don't know what all they do exactly, but they have a program that's called Best of the Internet
mm-hmm.
for the Richmond area. And they're looking for nominations for different types of blogs or web-based businesses, then how they utilize the technology and like that. So what we're asking our listeners to do, and anybody else that our listeners know to do, is to nominate Bark Radio as Richmond's best-kept secret on the internet.
And by gum, we are, because everybody's not listening yet.
That's right. And once everybody's listening, then we'll give up the reward, or the award. But no, you can't have it back until everybody is listening.
That's absolutely correct.
So we're going to post up a link. We've got quite a lot of folks nominating us now. So I was pleased. We just threw it up on Facebook, and good response.
Absolutely. So vote for Bark Radio, man. We are the
right.
best kept secret, but we want to lose that distinction.
Yes, exactly. And this will help us, at least in the greater Richmond area.
Absolutely.
Promotion of this type is always good for us. So
it is. We want to let the folks know we're here, and you can help us do that.
That's really all I had for this one.
That's plenty. Lots of things for the folks to think about.
Right,
and
lots of links on our site will be
absolutely.
Available.
Absolutely. So, and I'm absolutely in again today.
Yes.
I'm telling
absolutely.
You, Terry did that to me. All right, guys, we're out of here.
All right, see ya.